Hello, my name is Fernand Smith, and I'm the HRIS manager at our human resources team. I oversee two business applications that serve our employees and contract workers population, and these are Workday and Kronos. I am here today to introduce you about our very important project called Kronos Dimension Upgrade. Our timekeeping application, well known at San Juan Regional Medical Center, the timekeeping product that we currently use and have is called Workforce Central. And this product will reach the end of life by the end of this year, 12/31/2024. Therefore, we are required to upgrade this application. The scope of this upgrade not only include upgrading our timekeeping module to this new platform called Dimensions, but also we will be implementing new modules to this application. For example, a new module that we will be implementing, it's called Advanced Scheduling. That means that if you're a manager, a coordinator, a supervisor, or you handle the scheduling in your department, there's not going to be more papers or Excel spreadsheets for you to be able to build your schedule for your team. We will be implementing about 71 cost centers or departments between the areas of nursing, operations, and clinics. Also, we will be implementing another module called Reporting and Analytics. This module will be implemented on a phase two, and the reason why is because we need live data to be able to build reports for end users. Another module that we will be implementing is called Accruals. Accruals are all your benefit banks, including PTO, STO, education hours, and other legacy banks that you can see today in Workday. We will be moving this module, which currently is called Absence in Workday, to Accruals in Kronos. Another module we will be implementing is Attendance. Attendance provide you with the occurrences of processes, and all these occurrent processes are going to be built entirely into our new Kronos Dimension platform. The process will be built and will go back and forward between the employee, the manager, and the HR team. Lastly, the last module we will be implementing is the Leave module. Leave is your FMLA process or leave of absence process that today our benefits team record in Workday. And moving forward, it will be recorded in Kronos. We have a lot of people involved in this project. Some of the parties that are worth mentioning are four: our IT department with our Oracle team. We also have our San Juan team, our ATS consulting, which are doing the implementation and configuration of all the processes within Kronos Dimension, and our UKG, which is our Kronos vendor. UKG is a company that was born through the merge of Kronos and UltiPro, and that is what you're going to be knowing moving forward as our Kronos Dimension or UKG Dimensions. Our timeline of this project is at least 12 months, and the project kickoff, it took place last year in the month of November. And it has multiple different phases throughout this project. One of the phases that we are currently wrapping up is the assessment phases. Basically, that phase, we are telling our consultants, these are all the requirements and how you have to configure our tenant. And they will turn around, configure all of that. And all the way from July to September, we will be going through the testing phase. So once the consultants are done configuring the processes proper for our hospital, then we will be testing all of those processes. And after our testing phase, we will encounter our cutoff time to prepare for phase one go live date. Go live date is going to be October 20th, 2024. This project will most likely be deployed in different phases. The phase one will include the timekeeping module, and just like I said, it will go live October 20th. The current population involved in this project It varies across different departments and different levels of contribution. We have around 150 timekeepers that will be joining the project, and they will be required to take end-user training then in HealthStream. Another feature that we will be implementing is our mobile app. UKG Dimensions will have the ability for you to download this app to your phone and request PTO time or request STO through this new capability, along with you being able to see your schedule and your time card. Today, we have a Q&A session that is happening every Thursday from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. for leadership team members that would like to learn more about the project or that are needing help throughout their involvement within this project. Please take advantage of these weekly Q&A sessions that will be offered until the end of the year. Thank you for joining me today, and have a great day.